Yeah, it is some good news against the very uncertain backdrop of Brexit. And over the last 3 days at Brussels, we've had an EU Council meeting of fisheries ministers from across the EU discussing the quotas that will be available for the first 3 months of the year. And there's been agreement that they will be based on the same quotas that were available for 2020 and proportionate for the first quarter of the year. But there were significant issues which I had to resolve as Minister for Fisheries from an Irish perspective, which reflected the particular seasonality of some of our fisheries, for example, in relation to mackerel and horse mackerel and blue whiting, and also prawns off our west coast, which tend to be fished much more so in the first 3 months of the year than at any other time of the year. So it was really important that that fishing pattern was reflected and that our fishermen would be able to go out and fish for those in the first 3 months of the year. And I am happy that we got a good outcome in that regard, and it now provides some certainty for fishermen that they know that they can go and fish on the 1st of January and that there is clarity there for the first 3 months of the year.
But still no agreement with the UK on a future relationship with fisheries, a big, big stumbling block still, it would seem. But Ursula von der Leyen did suggest yesterday that a narrow pathway is achievable in possibly securing a Brexit trade deal. What's your take on the situation today?
Yeah, well, no, it certainly seems to be the case that some progress has been made in the last few days, and certainly the potential for a deal looks much more hopeful now than it did last weekend. Obviously, from the very outset, we have been really concerned in relation to the exposure of fisheries throughout the negotiations, and that's something that I, as Minister, and all ministers and the Taoiseach and the government have been very resolute with in terms of engagement with Michel Barnier and the EU Commission. And obviously there's lots of nervousness at the moment as we come hopefully towards the final days of what we hope will be an agreement. But we're as resolute as ever in trying to ensure that our fishery sector is protected and that both in terms of our quota share for our share of catch and also in terms, importantly, for our access to British waters, that reciprocal access that is currently in place stays in place. And that's a real high priority for us, and we're doing everything in our power to ensure a positive outcome for fishermen. But certainly against that backdrop, if that's certainly the conclusion of the EU Council agreement very early this morning, in terms of giving some certainty around the first 3 months of the year, was really important.
On a separate but in somewhat intertwined issue, yourself and the Public Expenditure Minister, I understand, are thrashing out a deal in terms of a Brexit fund for farmers, €400 million. What's the state of play as it relates to that?
We have been looking at all the contingencies that might evolve, both for the agri-food sector and for the fishery sector, depending on whether we have a deal or a no deal. And both myself and the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, have done extensive work in relation to that, and have also been engaged with the Tanages Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment with regard to supports for the business sector, agri-food business sector too. And certainly that engagement between myself and Minister for Michael McGrath is engaging and is increasing significantly as in terms of that being prepared for the outcome of the trade negotiations. And it's really going to be important that in terms of the incomes of our farmers and of our fishermen, that there is support in place for any impacts there might be, but particularly in terms of the agri-food sector, where we're clear that our exposure in terms of tariffs is really, really significant. In the event of a no deal, and also in terms of the event of a deal as well, there's going to be increased administration and costs in the base too, and it's important that the government stands ready to support both sectors, and certainly I, as Minister, along with my colleagues, are very much prepared and continuing to prepare in that regard.